Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We really do appreciate you guys calling. We will take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, or on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there was a lot of back and forth last week with Senator Rand Paul and Fauci, Dr. Fauci, when it came to the NIH funding and transparency about it and our role in the COVID pandemic, China's role in the COVID pandemic. And so there, Fauci had, Dr. Fauci had defended our funding through the NIH of research in China. And a question that many people have, not only in America, but also in research, is if China did leak this, or if there was any malicious intent, do we still work with them? And so we spoke about this before, and I've asked Dr. Fauci to come on the show, and you know, he's a busy man, so we're probably not going to get him anytime soon. But the issue that I believe happens in the research world is it's one of those things of keep your friends close and your enemies closer. One of the reasons why Moderna was able to, within 42 days, have a vaccine available for SARS-CoV-2 was because of a shared database, or us having either current knowledge of SARS, the virus that was, according to Singapore, leaked back in 2002, that caused the 2002-2003 SARS outbreak. And then there was another issue in the lab in 2004 that killed a couple people in China in the lab. Because for some reason, China has a real issue when it comes to leaks and people getting, you know, sick from labs. Or maybe it's just it comes out into the open there and we don't really hear about it when it happens any other place. But in America, if I was, let's say, the president, okay, with my medical background and my scientific background, it's not too limited. Now that I take a look at it, I go, I'm not as limited as I thought I was. I would want to know every single thing that was being studied. I would want to know anything that could be a potential threat to America, especially from the bioweapon standpoint. I don't really get cyber. I don't get how computers work. I don't know how a television works. So I'd have somebody else on that case. All right, I would have the military people on the military. Those people in the Pentagon, those generals, those that have served our military, you know, have been on the ground, those people are the ones that I will have help steer me from a military standpoint. But from a bioweapon, I would be very involved. And I would want to know every single thing that's out there. I would also want to know everything I could about the CRISPR technology and all the means that we have in terms of manipulating genetics, which is a frightful thought that we as humans have been able to be able to do that, and we have that power. And then I would want to know what other countries were doing. Now, I don't know if you would need a bunch of 007s. I don't know. I'd have to be very careful because the 007s are pretty sexy, so I couldn't, you know, have too many meetings with them because I'd be like, But still, I got to still concentrate on the president. But I would want to know what these other countries were doing, and then I would want to make sure that when we did have that knowledge, we would have our scientists have antidotes ready or vaccines ready, or we would have duplicates. Now, I have always been friends with people who were jerks to me, who tried to screw me over. There's a lot of people out there that are absolute jerks. And I won't be enemies with them, because again, you keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. So, now some of my friends are like, oh my gosh, so am I your enemy? No, 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 you're my friend. Trust me, you're my friend. But there's a couple of people out there, they have absolutely no idea that I know they're evil. And I hang with them. Because again, I would rather have that access. So it's no surprise that we have collaborations with scientists in all these countries. Now, if this SARS-CoV-2 was a manipulation, a deliberate leak, I mean, we should be really considering huge actions and consequences. But if, let's say, we're working with a country and they're like, hey guys, you know, we have smallpox here and we think that, you know, terrorist group is accessing it and this, you know, I get why we would collaborate. A lot of times our collaborations also are diplomatic efforts. It's really hard to go to war with somebody who, while you guys are both working together on a cure for cancer, you know, so people working together, you know, and these collaborative efforts show that you could be enemies, but you could still work together. The problem is when all of this was going down, did America, even though with all our collaborations and all the money we were giving to China, did we, when this went down, have access? Were we able to use our card key and just swipe the door and go in, going, guys, what the heck's going on here? I don't think so. So our spending, okay, we need to get a return of investment. If we are going to collaborate on a project, then that project has full transparency and we have as much access as we want. The second China or Russia or any country we're collaborating with says, no, 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 just give us the money. We got this. That's a bad deal. That's a bad deal. Because the only reason why we're giving the money is to have that access. So I wouldn't be surprised if America still worked with China, but I hope somebody has a brain and is making sure that the rules, right, and the stipulations on that funding allow us to, you know, get all the data we need. My guess is that won't happen, and if that doesn't happen, then we give them the finger. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay? Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a medical student at Midwestern University, Glendale, I guess they have two campuses, one in Glendale, Arizona, and one in Chicago, Illinois, osteopathic medical school. There was a student who was arrested last month because allegedly she threatened to kill students, threatened to kill faculty, threatened to kill students' families, and even bombed the school. And it took multiple email messages until finally, I guess, they figured out it was her and arrested her. She is Mona Asadi. I think she was 29 years old at the time. And she has been arrested. She was arrested in June. And apparently 2 months prior, back in April, the school's dean was on it, reported her to the Glendale police because it was a text. And apparently she had sent a text, allegedly, describing how she would bomb the school with students and faculty present. Now, she denied sending the text, so there was a police report, but I don't know if anything happened. Then a faculty member started to see that there was some more anonymous texts being sent. See, I think that's strange when, because I mean, if I send a text, it says Dahlia on it. So I wonder how people send a text that's anonymous. But anyway, she was able, I guess, to manipulate an email system. So she sent a professor a message saying that she wanted to hurt fellow students. Then there was a mass email to 200 students listing specific ones she wanted to kill. And then there were more messages saying she wanted to get the families of the students. So by June 16th, she was arrested, faces four felony charges, including computer tampering by using a computer in a course of conduct that threatened, terrorized, or tormented specific individuals. So interesting, four felony charges based on the computer use. So I guess if you didn't use a computer, then it would probably be like a verbal. I don't know what the charge would be. But very scary stuff that somebody who was allegedly, I mean, who, and this is all alleged, okay? You know, she's innocent until proven guilty. But it's scary to think that somebody who is dedicating their life to medicine, and osteopathic doctors, allopathic doctors, I mean, these people bust their butts. They lose their youth and sacrifice their youth in order to become doctors and healthcare providers and put themselves on the line. Just hard to imagine that somebody could do that and then want to turn around and hurt others. Sadly, though, and I've been working with students ever since I graduated myself, the rates of mental illness and the rates of depression, anxiety, hatred are a lot higher than you think. And so, and I've worked with students from multiple schools. There's a lot of things that unfortunately are kind of the ingredients that can build up the perfect soup or perfect storm for somebody having a breakdown. And I see this all the time. So what's happening in these school settings, even residencies? Remember we talked about residents killing themselves? Three out of, this was in New York. It was the New York's Lincoln Medical Center. Three suicides in an internal medicine residency group that, you know, in a matter of months. So, you know, one big thing that I think is a huge, huge problem is we have too many medical students and not enough residency positions. So in this last match, I believe thousands of students who graduated had no residency. So there was like 35,000 residency spots for 42-some thousand students, and not only American, but overseas students. If you're a student and you're going through tens of thousands of dollars of education in all these years just to go to a school and then not get a position because there's no positions for you, you have an MD or a DO in your pocket, but you can't practice. You can't practice anywhere without a residency. So it's almost useless. I mean, you could do research, but so we keep building more medical schools. Now, trust me, there's some medical schools out there that probably need to be revamped, and I'm really excited about some of the new ones. But you can build medical schools as the day is long. Where's the residencies? So that's a huge problem. The second thing is if you've ever, you know, done a tour of a job, or, you know, done a tour of a school, I mean, they have the nicest person give the tour. They show you the coolest area. It's all mapped out. You know, I remember taking a tour of a city, and they kept driving me up this one street. I'm like, why are we always on this one street? You know, what are you not showing me? So, you know, you always get the prettiest look, you know, of that institution or that corporation or that school. But medical students and osteopathic students tell me that when they go through these tours and then they start the classes and they meet the faculty, it's like night and day. The tours make it seem like we're there for you. Anything you need, we're here for you. You know, we will support you and nurture you your whole way. And the reality is there's just not enough nurturers. Or there are faculty, and the faculty are kind of busy teaching. You know, they're really not, you know, equipped to handhold. And school psychologists, there's just not enough of them. So all of a sudden, the students start to struggle. So they go in, going, oh, there's an open door policy, yay. Or I'll be able to talk to so-and-so. And they find out that it's not, you know. You know, I've been very fortunate through the decades of time I've been working with students, you know, to be able to have a cell phone and have the time to be able to be there for people to talk to and cry. And you will have bad days. I know people say, well, you know what, then you're not cut out for medical school. If you're going to cry, you're not cut out. No. If you don't cry during medical school, that's not normal. You're going to see death. You're going to feel rejection. You're going to feel failure. That's the part of the learning process. Anybody who goes to medical school saying it was awesome was lying. Yet these students don't know that. So when students would come into my office saying, look, how are you? And I'm like, I'm fine. How are you? They're like, good. And I go, you're kind of hating medical school, huh? They're like, yeah, am I allowed to say that? I go, oh, I hated it. I mean school's not fun. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, I don't know anybody who loved school. And once students realize that it is okay to dislike, you know, part of that path, maybe it allows them to actually talk about it. Another problem is these students fear they have to hide it. I felt like I had to hide any sort of critique I had of any of the schooling or hospitals I was at because I felt I was going to get, you know, kicked out. When I was assaulted, there was no way I was going to say anything. No way! Because I didn't want to get kicked out. So that's not... Now, schools are doing better. Corporations are doing better. Well, look, you can talk to us. You can... But the truth of the matter is it's one of those things where people feel like there could still be that stigma. Or there could still be consequences. And so many students feel like everybody says, I'm there for you, I'm there to help you, you know, if you need anything, and then they don't get responded to for months. These people are struggling. Then look at what they put into it. To become a doctor, you need to put in tens of thousands of dollars and tens of thousands of hours, weeks, days, years of your life. And then you get there, and you get yelled at, or you get treated like crap by a professor or attending. Or you are studying these things and you're like, I don't think I like it. You know, I want it to be like on Scrubs, Turk and JD. But I'm not, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. Well, again, where's the faculty? Where's the people that could sit there and talk to them and say, look, you know, what you're going through might be normal. Instead, they brew and they go, oh, my God, I just spent my parents' life savings. Or I'm now going to be $300,000 to $400,000 in debt. Or I just lost any chance of going back to college and getting a new degree. And they think that they're stuck. And then if they also feel that if they do bring it up, they've seen other classmates fail and get kicked out of school. They don't want to get kicked out of school. Another big mistake I think a lot of students make or residents make is they start dating each other. It's a small community. I learned very, very early on when I was in medical school, the dean told us our first day, do not date anybody in class because there was only 53 people of us. That's a very small community, such that if anything happened, who's going to, where do you hide? How do you go outside the circle? Everybody's going to know. And so I think there's a lot of embarrassment. I think a lot of, you know, I'm not saying, I don't know what happened with this girl in Glendale, allegedly, and why she chose to do that. But what I'm saying is I think there's got to be a lot of research, and we need to have a lot more support for these students, because not only do the students need it and the faculty need it, but the patients. A patient needs a medical provider that does not struggle and you know, have issues that were untreated and unaddressed. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections. In case you missed it, Dr. Fauci wants you to get vaccinated.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who have not gotten vaccinated.
Republican Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Louie Gohmert of Texas on Thursday were turned away from the D.C. Department of Corrections, where they're trying to visit accused January 6th rioters. Video shows officers who said the group was trespassing and obstructing entrance into the facility, denying the trio entry. This is USA Radio News. Discussing the CDC's new masking guidelines, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw said the basis for the decision is a study conducted in India, assessing a vaccine that isn't approved in the U.S., the AstraZeneca vaccine. The study was also rejected in peer review. They changed the status of rejection to revised the day of the CDC announcement.
So you've got a single study, not from our country, not with a vaccine that we even use. It gets worse than that. So the CDC and the administration keep saying they're going to come out with other studies. Well, behind closed doors, they've told reporters they have no such data. They have no other studies at all.
The first flight evacuating Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan brought more than 200 people, including scores of children and babies in arms, to resettlement in the United States on Friday, and President Joe Biden welcomed them home. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sadly, the next few weeks of headlines are going to probably have to do with city officials and public officials moving towards mandates. So the latest is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said he is requiring all New York City employees to be vaccinated. So whatever jurisdiction, I guess, you know, that is under New York City, they all have to be vaccinated. Or they get tested once a week for COVID-19. The deadline for vaccination is September 13th. And so the city will step up its enforcement of its mask mandate for unvaccinated workers, threatening, quote, very tough consequences. This kills me because, you know, I understand how humans play a role, but we've been masking, we've been social distancing, the virus goes up and down anyway. But they want to look tough. They're looking tough. De Blasio also announced that New York City is pushing Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to deplatform the 12 individuals who one study alleged are the most prolific spreaders of the vaccine disinformation. He said that in a letter to Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. He will convey that if you don't stop the lies, then you are complicit in the spread of COVID. So, de Blasio has avoided reinstating a universal mask mandate. There's been a lot of people that have been kind of fighting that. I think Los Angeles, Provincetown, Massachusetts have brought back masks. In Nevada, Southern Nevada, excuse me, I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. Employees in public health venues have to wear a mask, not if you're in like a cubby or cubicle. And that's in Southern Nevada. I think it's St. Louis. Hi, why do I always get the hiccups on air? Man, that stinks. St. Louis, I think they reinstated the mask as well. So the mayor is instead focusing the efforts on vaccination. So he said on September 13th, the entire city workforce will be mandated under the COVID safety mandate to either get vaccinated, which is far preferable, or get tested once a week. This is about a recovery. This is about keeping people safe. So, you know, getting tested once a week is a fairly effective way of seeing if somebody going to work has COVID. But again, here's kind of the practicality and the consistent message. Vaccinated people can have COVID. Vaccinated people can test positive. The average vaccinated person isn't testing, so we don't know how much of a percent. But we are seeing some states where if somebody has symptoms, the breakthrough cases are getting caught. CDC, remember early on, said they weren't going to count the mild breakthrough case, or they weren't going to be logging because there was just too many. I think once they hit 10,000, they're like, look, we're just going to concentrate on the more severe. But the problem is that data is crucial when we're trying to look at who's spreading the virus. So if you are going to tell a person that they have to have, you know, something shoved up their nose every week, which I think after a while, you know, I mean, could be kind of traumatizing, especially if somebody goes too deep. But, you know, and you're saying that because we need to make sure you're not here with COVID. Okay, I see that you want to make sure they don't have COVID. But what about the vaccinated individual? If they have COVID too? Well, that vaccinated person with COVID is going to be giving less viral load. Do we have that data? It's logical that a vaccinated person would spread it less, but unvaccinated people might not have a big viral load. So where's the consistency? Is it more of a punishment? See, I'm not for punishments. You really need to be consistent. So the mayor cited school returning in September. A lot of companies are bringing back employees to New York City and offices. Why September? Well, because that's when the unemployment extra benefits run out. Many residents leaving town for summer, coming back for school. So September 13th is the first full day of school. Every single city employee will be expected to either be vaccinated or tested weekly. Now, he also announced that New York will step up its enforcement of its mask mandate for unvaccinated city employees. He said that it will include very tough consequences for unvaccinated people who he called a threat to transmit the virus. This is exactly the verbiage I did not want used. An unvaccinated person is considered a threat and is going to face tough consequences. This is very similar verbiage that we saw in the late 30s. Jews are a threat. Now, I know people say, but you know, this is a COVID virus, and there's tons of viruses out there. There's tons of, you know, I get it sucks that we have the pandemic, and I would love everybody to get vaccinated. But I am not going to start alienating and isolating and threatening people. He said, let's be blunt. If you are a city employee and you're unvaccinated, you must wear a mask indoors at work. We will not tolerate any decision to do otherwise because this is about protecting people's health and well-being. Commissioner of Labor Relations, Renee Campion, said mask wearing for unvaccinated people will be a job requirement. They said, we will expect employees to comply. If employees refuse to comply, they just cannot be at work, and in fact, they will not be paid. AFSCME, AFL-CIO District Council 37, is the largest public employee union in New York City. They pushed back against the mayor's vaccine or weekly testing requirement. They said, if City Hall intends to test our members weekly, they must first meet us at the table to bargain. This is according to Executive Director Harry Garrido. While we encourage everyone to get vaccinated and support measures to ensure our members' health and well-being, weekly testing is clearly subject to mandatory bargaining. New York City is a union town, and that cannot be ignored. If people would like to remain unmasked at work, de Blasio said, they need to immediately go get vaccinated. So outside of New York City, de Blasio encouraged private employers to go at least as far as the city in mandating vaccines or weekly testing, but he said it would be even better if employers who have a lot of freedom to set their own rules mandate vaccination without exception. So, you know, it was interesting. When I was at the Clark County Commissioners, or when I was listening in on the Clark County Commissioners meeting, that one for about 4 or 5 hours, a representative from the police force, who we've had on the show, had said, look, you know, you do want to be careful with the verbiage when you say, fine, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you could just leave. Because apparently 40% of our metro force is vaccinated. You tell 60% to just go, that can cripple a city. Even more when we're having such issues throughout the country with crime and not enough law enforcement officers. So this idea of, fine, then you don't have a job, I get why, you know, that's, I get why that verbiage is used, and I get why, you know, it might be logical on paper, but you have people out there that, you know others that have had side effects, or they live alone, or they, you know, don't have the money to go and get the side effect addressed. There's supposed to be funds for vaccine side effects, but a lot of people think that if they feel they have a side effect and they go to the hospital, that's going to be on them. There are so many reasons why people aren't vaccinating. And please, go to my Twitter, go to my Facebook. I will repost the survey. For those of you that are hesitant on vaccines, we listed a whole variety of reasons, plus a place for you to write why your name is not on there. We would really just love to show that this isn't about, you know, people being Republican or Democrat. This is people have some concerns, and that's why they might be hesitant. So I'm going to repost the survey link, but please go to my website. So the city's going to have to do something because they need to show that they're doing something. If not, they could get in trouble for doing nothing. And they're going to tick off less people, they believe, if they go for mandates. But there's some consistency issues here. The 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a viral video that's going around where a little doggy falls into a pool. And I guess the parents are inside of the doggy. And the little doggy falls in the, I think a lot of dogs drink from the swimming pool. I have a cat that goes outside to the pool. Even when it rains, it's an old cat. And so she goes outside. And for some reason, she loves water. And I don't understand that because most animals hate water. So she might be getting dementia. I don't know. But she's fallen into the pool. Because they, I guess maybe they want to drink from the water. Even though there's plenty of water, they just maybe are too lazy to go back inside the house. So the dog, all you see in the video is the dog fall into the steps in the shallow area. Well, rather than the dog know to go back from where it came, it starts to swim out. So it starts to panic, and it goes to the side, and it can't pull itself up because it can't put its feet up. So a few moments later, a bigger dog, his buddy or brother, comes over. I think it's a chocolate lab, not sure, and tries to help pull that dog up and grabs it by its ear, can't do it. So then the dog, the big dog, tries to get the little baby dog to go over to where there are steps. The dog starts to swim in the deeper area. Then the dog starts to go back to another area. And the big dog is barking. Parents aren't around because they're either indoors or they're out. And the baby dog is about to drown. So luckily, the big dog is able to kind of coax the dog, be there. The dog starts to go under, starts getting exhausted. Big dog grabs and pulls him out. Little baby dog is saved. And you're like, okay, awesome. Now, I think my cats would watch my dog just drown and go, can you hurry this up? We need to eat. I don't know if my cats would help the dog. But we only have one dog. But the dogs jump into the pool. The dogs, you know, dogs do that. And cats do that too. Cats, you know, fall in. So, you know, we've spoken about childhood drownings, of course, on the show, because sadly we have thousands of kids die, you know, due to drownings each year. But pets too. Thousands of pets die due to drownings. And a lot of those aren't reported because people might just bury their pet and they might not want people to know. So they're not going to report it, you know, because they're embarrassed. And it's something that has to be made known. I mean, we know animals fall into the pool. So I thought we should just quickly talk about it. And we'll also talk about pediatric drowning as well. According to the CDC, 20% of drowning victims are under the age of 14. The leading cause of death in children is unintentional injuries. That also includes drowning accidents. And let's say a child makes it. They could still suffer brain damage, lung damage, a whole variety of long-term disability. So pools, bathtubs, little kiddie pools, all of these are at high risk and are risky areas for kids to fall in. And another thing that also I find a concern is when there's a barbecue and everybody's outside, there's a risk there because they might be drinking and distracted and the kids are in the pool. But another big issue is it's hot outside, so everybody's indoors, and they don't realize that the kid or the pet could be in the backyard. So that's why, first and foremost, you have to enclose the fence. Most people recommend at least a 4 to 5 foot high fence. Entry gate should self-close and self-latch, not be one of those things where it just sits there open, okay? If your pool has a fence, still, you got to be aware who's at the house. Also realize that your kid might sleep over somewhere, and that may not have a fence. Not everybody has a good fence. You might have the fence, but keep in mind if your kid goes over somewhere for a play date. All young children need to be within arm's reach of an adult. So when your kids are in the pool, many of the adults are over there by the bar or the barbecue. No. You know, somebody needs to be in the pool. A grown-up needs to be actually in the pool. There have to be people maybe sunbathing along the cool deck next to that pool. But you guys can't be far away and say, yeah, the kids are in the pool, we're watching them. Uh-uh. Because the other thing, too, also is when a kid is drowning, you don't hear anything. It's quiet. So you're thinking there's going to be that music like you hear from Jaws or that it's quiet. You won't hear your child. If you're at a beach, you need to be out there in the water with your kid. Make sure you're not by any riptides. Don't have the dog and the kids swim at the same time in the pool. Everybody likes to throw the kid in the pool and the dog. And then they take pictures like, oh, this is so cute. The dog might panic and the dog will scratch. And that dog could scratch your kid and that dog might climb onto your kid for safety. Do not have pets and kids swim at the same time. Not enough people talk about that. And then not enough people put their kids in swim lessons. So my husband was big on that because he's a water polo player. So my first son, Stone, he got him in water wings and a swim class. We got him swim tutors. He did not like giving up his floaties. He had SpongeBob SquarePants floaties or Barney floaties or Blue's Clues floaties. Yeah, Blue's Clues. He did not want to give up those floaties and he was mad or whatever. And so training Stone to swim took a lot longer. Okay, and Corey's job, Daddy's job was to train Stone. So when Brock, my younger one, came and said, I got this. I'm going to teach Brock. And Corey's like, can you do that? I go, watch me. I had him trained in like 3 days. Because what I would do is we had this deck area, this like sitting area underwater. And so I would go with him and I would just throw him. I would be in the pool and I'm like, you can either swim to mama or you could swim to the deck. And he'd be so mad at me that I threw him in that he's like swimming away from me, and then he swam to the deck. And he only swam with one arm. He had like a Nemo fin. He wouldn't use both arms, so we called him Nemo Fishy. And I got him to swim in about 3 days. Meanwhile, and it just took forever. But then both of them became really, really good swimmers. They were part of Sandpipers, which, by the way, some Sandpiper people made it to the Olympics. So very, very cool. But anyway, teach your pet how to swim. There are trainers that could work with your pet. Teach your pets. Teach your kids how to swim. My husband's really good with that. He trains all our dogs to know how to swim because they need to learn where the steps are. You need to train them to go to the steps. Don't get distracted. When you're by the pool, no phones, no social media. Don't be drinking alcohol. Anytime there's quiet, something's going on. For those of you who are parents, whenever it's quiet, you're like, well, something. The normal is when you hear them laughing and screaming and, you know, cussing and all that. But when it's quiet, I'm like, what's wrong? That's when you got to check. In terms of CPR, I posted this. This is on my Facebook and it's on my Twitter. How to do CPR on a kid, how to do CPR on a pet. Honestly, get yourselves trained. Get yourselves certified for CPR. No parent, no person should not have that training in first aid, basic life support, CPR. In terms of a pet, check for breathing on a pulse, just like a kid. Call 911. You can start compressions. With the dog, lay the animal on the right side. Place hands over the ribs where its elbow touches the chest. Begin compressions. Also look for, if the pupils are dilated, gums or lip will appear gray. If they're not breathing, you might have to do mouth-to-mouth on your cats and dogs. With humans, we've started to limit the mouth-to-mouth and say just do the chest compressions. But you can do, respirations as long as you're not putting off or postponing chest compressions. So for cats and small dogs, you can place your mouth over their nose and mouth and blow air in. For medium-sized dogs, you may just have to place your mouth over their nose. So you're going to be going through their nose. It's not going to be over their mouth. And you got to be careful because you don't want them to bite your face. I would just do the chest compressions if you're just not sure what's going on. And with an under 30-pound dog, you want to go about a half inch to an inch, 30 to 90 pounds, 1 to 3 inches, over 90 pounds, 1 to 3 inches. Get a life jacket for your kids and dogs when you're at the beach, when you're boating. Dogs can get a life jacket too. Okay, we're going to later talk about dry drowning and secondary drowning, but those are just some basic tips to keep your dogs and kids safe. 1-877-DOG-SALLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.